fans, we can all listen to the Sunny Side of Sports.
Great show, bro. This is Sunny Side of Sports.
Right here on the Voice of America.
Voice of America.
This is VOA Sonny Young in Washington. Welcome to the Sunny Side of Sports.
They're playing back.
Cameroonian basketball star Joel Embiid has helped spark the Philadelphia 76ers to their seventh victory of this young NBA season. Embiid made a big dunk shot near the end of the game Tuesday night as Philadelphia edged the visiting Cleveland Cavaliers by 1 point. We'll hear from Embiid now in this report by the AP's Michael Luongo in Philadelphia.
The 76ers rallied in the final minutes of the fourth quarter to take a 98-97 win over the Cavaliers. Philadelphia had trouble for most of the second half, were down by five with 3:47 to play when they scored the final 6 points of the game, taking the lead for good on a dunk by Joel Embiid with 13.2 seconds to go. Embiid finished with a game-high 27 points.
We're still trying to figure out how to play with each other, and I don't think we're nowhere close our potential offensively. Defensively, I thought the last couple of games I've been fine defensively. Offensively, we just got to, and that starts by me.
Josh Richardson added 17.
I understand the NBA is hard to win. So there's going to be some of those games where we don't come out on top. But for me, I think it's good for us to experience this because, in the playoffs, when things slow down, when things get tough, we got a good foundation to lean on.
Kevin Love and Jordan Clarkson had 20 for Cleveland. Michael Luongo, Philadelphia.
Thanks, Michael. Joel Embiid also had a game-high 16 rebounds for Philadelphia in that game. In Tuesday night's other NBA results, the Indiana Pacers beat the visiting Oklahoma City Thunder 111-85. The host Miami Heat defeated the Detroit Pistons 117-108. The Chicago Bulls won at home, topping the New York Knicks 120-102. In Colorado, the visiting Atlanta Hawks soared over the Denver Nuggets 125-121. And let's give a Sunny Side of Sports salute to Hawks point guard Trae Young, who had a season-high 42 points and added 11 assists. The Los Angeles Lakers downed the host Phoenix Suns 123-115. It was the eighth win in 10 games for LeBron James and the Lakers, who have the best record in the NBA's Western Conference. And in two more NBA results, the Utah Jazz beat the visiting Brooklyn Nets 119-114, and the Sacramento Kings topped the Portland Trailblazers 107-99. Joining us now for some NBA hoops analysis is Mamoyo Hoops Hamza, the voice of America's Swahili service chief. Sporty greetings, Mamoyo.
Sporty greetings, Sonny. Good to be here again.
Great to have you back, Mamoyo. Why don't we begin with LeBron and the Lakers? Some happy fans, I think, in Southern California.
Very happy fans. And it's no surprise that the LA Lakers are having a good start with LeBron James and Anthony Davis giving them a two-headed monster.
I like that. Two-headed monster.
Yeah. So they're doing very well. I mean, they have a good record, 8-2 so far. It's a very young season, but they're also playing very well. They are cross-city rivals, LA Clippers, who also have a two-headed monster in Kawhi Leonard and Paul George. They are also doing very well at 7-3. George has not been playing since the season started. I'm told, I was looking through the several reports. It looks like he's going to show up for his first appearance against New Orleans Pelicans Thursday night.
Okay.
So that'll be a good matchup to see how they do with Paul George coming on. Utah Jazz, I think, is kind of a surprise team. Not really a surprise team, because they really have a good team, and last season they did so well, but they have a collection of good players with no big names, except for Mike Conley, Rudy Gobert, and Jeff Green, who has played for several championship teams, and they're doing very well at 8-3. So this Western Conference is, again, promising a very tight race, you know, among the top teams.
You mentioned that two-headed monster of LeBron and Anthony Davis. Do you think Anthony Davis is the best player LeBron has had as a teammate?
I think as a single player, yes, the best player. Because LeBron has had, you know, good mix of, you know, good players.
Dwayne Wade,
Bosh, you know, with him. You know, so he is, and when he was with Cleveland, Kyrie Irving and Love. But with, as a single player, this is the best, second player that LeBron is playing with now, in Anthony Davis.
Well, when I look at those, Western Conference standings, Momoyo, the team at the bottom of the standings, I just shake my head because I'm so used to them lifting the trophy. Golden State Warriors, what is going on there?
That's the story of the NBA. Up one season, down the other. I mean, Golden State Warriors, the past five seasons, they were so dominating. But they always tell you in the NBA, you're only one injury away from, you know, losing it all. And this is what happens with Golden State Warriors. I mean, you know, when they lost KD, and then they lost, you know, he moved to Brooklyn, and then they lost Clay. So already the team wasn't, you know, looking very well. And now they have lost Steph Curry for the next
probably a couple months at least.
3 months, yeah. So they're sitting at the rock bottom of the NBA. Can you imagine that from the top 4 or 5 years, dominating in a very exciting way, not only dominating but winning games, they're winning games in an exciting way, and now they're all the way down there.
And the other sort of aspect of that, Memorial, they opened a brand new multi-million dollar arena this season in San Francisco. They moved across from Oakland to San Francisco, and yet they've got a losing team.
So all that winning in the past 5 years gave them the momentum to move to a new building, you know, shiny, you know, modern, state-of-the-art kind of building. So everybody was so excited, you know, we're going to see good basketball as we used to. But now everything is falling away, you know. What happens when Steph Curry comes back.
And Steph Curry has a broken hand. Another star player for the Boston Celtics with a similar injury. Is that correct?
Yeah, this is you could call this the curious cases of the injured hands. Because Steph Curry, as we say, he injured his left hand, so he's going to be out for 3 months. Gordon Hayward in Boston. He also injured his left hand also, and he'll be out for almost 3 weeks. And both of these players, you know, they're very good players, very critical to their teams, and now they have to deal with these injuries. And for Gordon Hayward, you know, you remember just one season away.
He
missed the whole season with that gruesome leg injury. So I really feel sorry for him because I thought he, as a healthy player, he is extremely good player. So, you know, let's see what happens. He's likely to come back much earlier than Steph Curry. So we'll see what happens.
Celtics have a lot of depth, a lot of young talent, and they're off to an excellent start this season. So they can probably win even without Gordon Hayward.
They will do that, and they're sitting at the top of the Eastern Conference right now. You know, they, you know, 8-1, and maybe it was a good move to have Kyrie Irving leave Boston and go to Brooklyn. because with Brooklyn Nets, Kyrie Irving is not doing very well. I mean, they're not winning a lot of games. They are 4-6, and I watched some of their games, and what I noticed was, I don't see them as a happy team, as an exciting team of the last season. I think they are missing D'Angelo Russell, who went to Golden State Warriors. it will take time before KD gets there. But in the meantime, they don't look very good. This is Brooklyn Nets. But, Boston Celtics, of course, they're doing very well.
And at this point, Durant will probably be out the whole season.
Exactly. That's the projection, that he's going to be out the whole season. So, Kyrie having he doesn't have much time to really show that it was a good move to have him in Brooklyn Nets.
You talked about injuries, Momoyo, how it only takes one injury to derail a team and derail a player. One player for my beloved Washington Wizards, Isaiah Thomas. Point guard, he's been struggling with injuries the past few years, but he's going to Boston tonight.
He's going,
a little homecoming.
Yeah, he's going back to Boston, and this is the place where he had his greatest success and maybe his painful divorce. It's a mixed feeling for him to go back there. I saw him, being asked questions by the media, and he really doesn't want to talk about it, but you can sense that he wants to show up, in Boston and play well. Because, as you say, since the injury after he left Boston, he hasn't been the Isaiah Thomas that we saw in Boston, seasons away. So maybe, after today, then we'll see the Isaiah Thomas, a premier, point guard, and that'll be helpful to your, I don't even want to mention your team, man.
The Wizards, go Wizards.
I don't know why we mentioned them in this.
Well, can I give a shout out, Momoyo? One player on the Wizards, off to a promising start, a rookie. His father is from Benin, and his mother is from Japan. He was born in Japan. Rui Hachimura.
I think
he might be a player to watch.
Yes, because he has showed up with very good numbers. And last week he had one bad game, but the next night he came back with a very good game with, I think a double-double or something like that. And, he's a young player still learning, but he has a very good future in the NBA. And with a team like Washington Wizards, which doesn't have much depth, this is the place where you can
get some minutes.
Yeah, get some minutes and rise up real quick in the league.
Any other young players or teams, for that matter, Momoyo? I know we're only about 10 games into the NBA season that have caught your eye or you want to give a shout-out for.
I think the Denver Nuggets are still, they did well last season, and they're a very young team. And, they're also doing well this season so far. I think they're doing very well. Miami Heat. That's a surprising team.
They won last night.
The Eastern Conference, yeah. I think their record is 7-3. And, this is a team that when Dwayne Wade left, was all the way rock bottom. They missed. Did they miss the, playoff last season?
I think they did.
Yeah, but now they're doing very well. They beat Houston Rockets in a very exciting game 2 weeks ago.
So, maybe some of these younger players are gonna maybe get to the spotlight ahead of LeBron and some of the veterans now.
Yeah, this is an area where a time when sometimes you don't notice it. But, it's like change of guard within the NBA. The people like LeBron James are leaving the game. Of course, LeBron is still there, but, Twilight of their career. And then you have young, stars rising up. You mentioned Trae Young from the Hawks, So this is the time when you really have to put your eyes on these young players and see who rises up.
Thanks, Momoyo. That's Momoyo Hoops Hamza, the voice of America's Swahili service chief. I'm Sonny Young, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America. In U.S. men's college basketball, you might say everything came up aces for the Purple Aces of Evansville, who pulled off the biggest upset in program history by beating top-ranked Kentucky. The AP's Ron Friedman reports from Lexington, Kentucky.
Just one day after taking over the top spot in the AP poll, Kentucky falls to visiting Evansville, 67-64. It was a happy homecoming for Purple Aces second-year coach Walter McCarty, who helped lead Kentucky to the 1996 NCAA championship.
This is at the top, to be able to come back home and, play against the number one team in the country. and be able to perform the way that we did. I don't know if anything matches this other than winning the national championship.
The Wildcats shot just 37%. They were out-rebounded, and they led for just 5 minutes the entire game. K.J. Riley led the winners with 18. Sam Cunliffe helped out with 17.
I mean, it's amazing, you know, come to a school like this, and you talk about doing things like this, you know, making history and playing in front of these bright lights. And, you know, we prepared the right way. We had our mindset in the right spot, and to actually do it is surreal.
Emmanuel quickly led the losers with 16 points and 9 boards as his Wildcats were upset by Evansville. Ron Friedman, Lexington.
Thanks, Ron. In African women's basketball, 6 teams are in Mozambique for the first window of the Olympic qualifying tournament for next year's Tokyo Games in Japan. The tournament tips off Thursday and goes through Sunday. To find out more, Iron Mike Mbonye called Maputo, where he reached the assistant coach of Nigeria's national women's basketball team, Peter Amedu.
We are here in Mozambique for the Olympic qualifiers first window, and we are in Group B with Mozambique and Togo. So this is the first qualifier that will take us to the next Olympic qualifiers that will be coming up next year in 2020, Tokyo Olympic.
How many teams are participating in all in the tournament in Maputo?
Each group has 3 teams. In Group A, we have Senegal, Mali, and Angola. In Group B, which is our group, Nigeria, Mozambique, and Congo. So 2 teams will eventually qualify to the second phase of the European qualifier, which comes up February next year.
How prepared is the Tigress for this tournament?
It starts on the 14th, and each group will be playing 2-2 games. That takes us to semi-final and final. All the players are coming in from their different clubs, so there's no time for long-term preparation, and FIBA are just giving a 10-day window for all players to be able to go to their countries and represent their country. So far, so good before the final jump ball on the 14th. Yeah, for opposition, there's no doubt about that. There are, because every country came in with their best, because they know that this is the Olympic qualifiers, and it means a lot to them. So every country came to the championship with their best players, more than even what we did during the AfroBasket. So it's going to be a different ball game, and we are full prepared, we are ready.
What is the mood of the players in camp?
They are very high. The camp is calm. The players know the importance of the Olympic qualifiers, so, and the federation has put everything in place for the girls. So the mood is calm, the spirit is high, we are ready to go.
That's Peter Amedu, the assistant coach of Nigeria's national women's basketball team, and he spoke with Iron Mike Mbonye on the telephone from Maputo, Mozambique. I'm Sonny Young, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on The Voice of America.
If you were to talk to us from the deepest, better part of the bottom of your heart. Hello, I am Shaka Sali, the host of Straight Talk Africa from The Voice of America. Each Wednesday night, I'll put you in touch with newsmakers and experts as they, you and I, talk about the most important social and political issues in Africa. Shaka Sali saying, I'll be waiting for your call Wednesday night on Straight Talk Africa from The Voice of America.
I encourage our VOA listeners to check out the Sunny Side of Sports Facebook page. The address is facebook.com/VOA Sunny. Once again, that address, facebook.com/VOA Sunny. You'll see photos and videos, and you can post your comments. So check out the Sunny Side of Sports Facebook page.
Voice of America!
And if our Voice of America listeners check out my Facebook page on this Wednesday, they'll see a photo of none other than Wamoyo Hoops Hamza, the Voice of America's Swahili service chief, who just shared his insights on the NBA Hoops early season activity. Mwamoyo in a suit and tie. He always looks very well dressed at our Voice of America headquarters here in Washington. Our VOA listeners can also follow me on Twitter. My handle is @VOASunnySports. In African women's football, Cameroon will play Zambia in January to decide which team automatically qualifies for the 2020 Tokyo Olympics. The loser of the match will challenge Chile in a playoff for another place at Tokyo 2020. In action Tuesday, Cameroon defeated Ivory Coast 2-1 on a late penalty shot from Ajara and Chut. The teams played a scoreless draw in the first leg in Abidjan. Meanwhile, in Lusaka on Monday, the Zambian women defeated Kenya 1-0 on a goal by 18-year-old Lashomo Mwimba. The Zambian women won the series on aggregate 3-2. Zambia is hoping to make its first ever appearance in the 12-team Women's Olympic Football Tournament. Cameroon qualified for the 2012 Olympics in London, where they lost all three of their matches. Two-time African Footballer of the Year, Mohamed Salah of Egypt, will miss Thursday's Africa Cup of Nations qualifier against visiting Kenya because of an ankle injury. And Salah has also been ruled out of Egypt's November 18th Nations Cup qualifier in the Comoros. The 27-year-old Liverpool star was substituted in the 87th minute of Sunday's 3-1 Premier League win against Manchester City after being injured in a challenge with Fernandinho. In a statement, the Egyptian team said Salah's injury needs a period of treatment to recover. Salah missed Liverpool's draw against Manchester United in October after a tackle by Leicester's Hamza Chidori injured the same ankle joint. Mo Salah has 6 league goals this season for unbeaten and top-of-the-table Liverpool, and I know the Pharaohs of Egypt are hoping he'll be healthy soon for their 2021 Africa Cup of Nations campaign. In results Tuesday at the Africa Under-23 Cup of Nations football tournament in Egypt, South Africa edged Ivory Coast 1-0, and Nigeria beat Zambia 3-1. Both matches were played at the Al Salam Stadium in Cairo. Taboho Mokoena was the goal-scoring hero for South Africa. He scored off a 79th-minute free kick. Meanwhile, in Nigeria's victory, Orji Okonkwo, Kelechi Nwakali, and Taiwo Awoniyi had the goals for Nigeria. In the Group B standings now, South Africa is on top with 4 points from 2 matches, followed by Nigeria and Ivory Coast with 3 points each, and Zambia on the bottom with 1 point. Now, what does that mean? Well, it means all 4 teams can book a place still in the semifinals ahead of the final group games on Friday, when Nigeria will play South Africa and Ivory Coast will go against Zambia. The top 2 teams in the group will advance to the semifinals on November 19th. This is a big tournament because it also decides the 3 African teams for the 2020 Olympics in Tokyo. Nigeria has a very proud Olympic pedigree. The Nigerian team is hoping to make an 8th appearance at the Olympics, where the team won gold in 1996, as well as a silver medal in 2008. And that wraps up the November 13th edition of the Sunny Side of Sports. Thanks to Voice of America producer Bill Werkinger. Thanks also to VOA engineer Thomas Blondet. In thank you for tuning in. I'm VOA's Sonny Young in Washington, and that's the sunny side of sports.
I get it.
The Voice of America's Global News Program, International Edition, brings you an in-depth look at the biggest news stories of the day. Nobody covers the world more comprehensively than VOA. Our correspondents gather the news and the views of the most seasoned experts on international issues. Tune in Monday through Friday at 3:30 and 17:05 UTC on The Voice of America.
Hello, this is Shaka Sali, host of Straight Talk Africa.
On the next Straight Talk Africa, a slum in Uganda and a poor neighborhood in the United States have something in common, chess. We'll explore how one man uses chess to create social change on the next Straight Talk Africa.
Tune in Wednesdays at 18:30 UTC right here on VOA Africa.
VOA's Learning English is available online at learningenglish.voanews.com. Check out our programs such as Let's Learn English, English in a Minute, Everyday Grammar, and many more. VOA's Learning English, your reliable source for learning English.
VOA brings you the best in African music on the African Beat. African Beat showcases the latest and the greatest of contemporary African music, from bobo music to hip life, bonga flavor to soukous, Afrobeat to ndombolo and makossa to kwaito. The African Beat on VOA has it all. And it's happening right here, Mondays through Fridays at 09:05 and 20:05 UTC, right after the international news.
This is Science in a Minute.
A Northwestern University-led team of scientists recently developed a method that may help determine if an exoplanet can actually support life. The technique checks a planet's habitability by combining 3D climate modeling along with atmospheric chemistry. To determine a planet's habitability, the new tool measures radiation emitted by the star as well as the rotation rate of the planet itself. The researchers found planets orbiting stars emitting a lot of ultraviolet radiation lose much of its liquid water to vaporization, while planets around stars with low levels of UV radiation tend to preserve their supplies of water. It was also found that even planets with livable surface temperatures could be inhabitable if surrounded with thin ozone layers. This would allow the planet to be bombarded with dangerous levels of UV radiation. I'm VOA's Rick Pantaleo.
Join your host, Larry London, for Border Crossings, VOA's Worldwide Music Request Hour, every weekday at 1500 Universal. Tune in to hear your favorite songs and artists, win prizes and giveaways, and get the latest scoop from exclusive celebrity interviews. Send in requests to our Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram, or call 202-618-2077 to have your favorite music played for the entire world. Don't miss Border Crossings every weekday at 1500 Universal.
Hello, this is James Butte, Managing Editor and host of VOA's Daybreak Africa Show. Join us Monday through Friday at 03, 04, 05, and 0600 hours UTC as we bring you the latest Africa news, features, and sports. You can also be a part of Daybreak Africa through our mail segment by sending your